recorded.
Well, welcome everybody. It's nice to hear your voices again, and I'm pretty excited that April is around the corner. I have a hard time in January, and I'm sure you guys do too. So it's nice to see the days getting longer again and spring eventually on its way. And I'm so glad you get to actually travel and do the Youth Ambassador Summit in person. That's wonderful. So I'd like to say that I'm hosting this call from the traditional territory of the Kwanlin Dun First Nation in Ton Watching Council. And this learning event is one that we started back in October. So if you can think, that feels like a very long time ago to me, but maybe if you can think back, we talked, it's RL101, Identify Your Leadership Strength. And back in October, we talked about leadership qualities, about how anyone can be a leader, but we don't always think of ourselves as leaders. So we often look to other people and admire other people as leaders. You described someone who was an important leader or an influential leader in your own life. And we also talked about how the Youth Ambassador Program can help you or could help you to become a more confident leader. So to finish off this learning event, and this is your second to last one with the Recreation North Training Program, Corey is going to be doing a really fun one with you in person. So that will actually give you four of our learning events, like credits for four of them. If you get 12 altogether, that gets you a certificate in Northern Recreation Leadership. So at the end of the call, I'll explain how you can do that if you're interested. So we're going to learn a little bit more about something called competencies. And I have a hard time with that word, but I think of it more as a competency as something that we know, something that we do. And it usually comes about we know how to do things because we have learned them or because we have experiences. So we're going to talk about how that knowledge and those skills, which ones are important for recreation. And when you understand what these are, then you'll be able to develop your own leadership growth plan for whether you're going to want to work in the field of recreation and sport or whether you're going to want to continue volunteering. So both of those. So I'd like us to start with some introductions, and I'll put you on the spot on the way that you joined the call, which means that we'll start with Ivan, Manu, and Andy. And if the three of you are sitting around in a circle together, you can point at whoever gets to talk first. So what I'd like you to do is, if you can tell us again your name and community, because that reminds me of what everyone's voices sound like. And then tell us where you're at with your community engagement project. Are you still planning it? When's it going to happen? Or if you've done it, how did it go? And what was fun or what did you learn from that experience? So let's go to Ivan, Manu, and Andy, and one of you guys talk first, and then the next one, and then the next one.
We're doing Saturday sports for grade 5 and 6s. Twice now, and we're doing two more times. Yeah, Saturday sports.
Awesome. So you've already started it, and you've got two more Saturdays coming up?
Yes, two more Saturdays.
And how many people do you have coming out?
25.
Really? That's awesome. That's quite a few. And what ages are they?
Grade 5 and 6s.
Okay. They must be having a great time. What sort of activities have you done with them so far?
Dodgeball and baseball.
Oh, that's great. And is it all three of you that are doing the Saturday sports?
Yes, all three of us.
So how are you guys, like, are you enjoying it? Have you learned anything from doing it? What do you think about so far?
It's fun and we're learning a lot.
What part's the most fun?
Seeing the kids have fun.
Yeah, isn't that a great way when you make something, when you can have fun when you see other people having fun, and it is really rewarding when you've set it up and help them have fun. So that's a pretty special feeling to be able to have. Is there anything that you found that's been challenging or difficult?
There's nothing too hard and challenging.
Obviously, you guys are pretty good at what you're doing then, so that's great. Do you arrange for snacks or anything like that for them too, or is it just get together and do some sports?
Two snacks on the way up and pizza on the last day.
Okay, that sounds awesome. Does anyone else from Ivan, Manu, and Andy want to share how you're feeling about this or how it's going or what you enjoy the most?
We enjoy everything. We're also going to buy some of the items for the care packages to the elders.
Okay, so you're still planning that too, the care packages?
10 packages for $150 each, yeah.
Okay, so will you do that sometime in April?
We have the 10 names, and we hope to give the care packages out in like 2 weeks or less.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I'll look forward to hearing how that goes, too. I think that'll be fabulous. And Mitchell, you've been working with Ivan, Manu, and Andy. What have you noticed as far as their experience putting on the sports and doing the care packages?
They're all doing very well. They're very dedicated, and they're there to show up and help. And they always come to the training on Wednesday nights and participate. And they're really taking the lead, and I kind of just sit there to open up the gym and help out. And they're really interacting with the kids, and you can tell they're having fun, but so are the kids. And I also have fun at it too. So, yeah, like Manu said, we're going to purchase the items, $1,500 worth for the care packages within the next week or so, and hope to get them out within the next two to three weeks.
So did you get the Rising Youth Grant then for that?
Yes, we did. It's sitting in my account, so I got to spend it before I spend it, right?
Wonderful. I'm glad you got that, and it'll be nice to hear how that goes too. Thanks so much for sharing, Ivan, Manu, and Andy. That's great. I'm really happy to hear, and you've got two different projects on the go, you know, one for elders and one for younger children in your community, and I'm glad that you're having fun as well, because that's the neat thing about either volunteering or working in recreation, is it's one of the only fields where you can have lots of fun at the job that you do. So, way to go. Thank you. Chastity, I know you just have a few minutes to stick with us on the call. Did you want to tell us where you're at with your community engagement project?
I'm still waiting for the restrictions to go up just so I could have more people to join. And I already, I asked the art room teacher if I could use the room while I'm doing the program.
Great. So you pretty much that you just, sorry, go ahead. She said yes?
Yep.
That's great. So you just kind of have to wait. When are the restrictions in your community lifting a bit more?
I think the same time as everyone in Wichita, around, I think, the 11th of April. I'm not too sure.
Okay. So you might be able to run it after you come back from the Youth Ambassador Summit then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's good to hear. I'm sorry the restrictions are still making it difficult, but it sounds like you have everything sort of set up so that you're ready to go when you can. That's great. Thank you for sharing. Giselle, did you or Lauren want to let us know how you're doing with your community engagement project? Lauren, is Giselle, are you still on the phone? You might be on mute.
Yes. What was the question?
I was just wondering how things are going with your community engagement project, if you were able to run it yet or if you have to wait for a little bit longer.
The community engagement project is going good. I got everything planned, and I'm just waiting for the funding to receive it.
Oh, great. So you're getting some money to do it as well then?
Yeah.
Excellent. So do you have to wait for restrictions to change, or you just have to wait for the funding?
I just need to wait for the funding and ask to use the art room space.
Yeah. So for your planning, has everything gone kind of how you thought it might, or were there some challenges like waiting for funding to come in?
Everything is good so far.
That's great. Well, we'll look forward to hearing how it goes, and hopefully it'll be there in a couple of weeks so that you can run it before summer. That would be a good thing. Megan, I'm just going to ask you, do you know if there's any updates that the youth ambassadors need to know today, or have you heard of how anyone else's community engagement projects are going?
I know a couple of the Baker ambassadors have been doing their projects here in town. Like, I've been seeing their promotions of it, so that's been pretty good. Just another reminder, you have until April 30th to deliver the community engagement projects and submit your reports. So if you already delivered your project, then you can submit your report whenever you want, and that is one less thing you have to worry about.
Awesome. And that reporting in the community engagement project, that's something that makes people eligible to be able to volunteer with Team Nunavut, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. That's great. And I guess if something's delayed, like, you know, if Chastity, if the restrictions are still on and it means it's a little longer, then she would just talk to Corey about that.
Of course. For any issues or any questions you have regarding your project, regarding the report, you can just go to Corey and he can deal with that. He's been very flexible, so no worries there.
Yeah, and I don't know if Corey let everyone know, but I think he's on the plane. It's a plane left from Clyde River, so he's traveling today. So that's why he's not on the call. Megan, does anyone need any information with regards to going to Iqaluit to the Youth Ambassador Summit, or that's all set up too?
Yes. So there will be a conference call on April 6th to go over the rules and responsibilities for the summit, the travel communication plan, the check-in plans, and the supervision plan. So again, that's April 6th at 4:00 Mountain Time, 5:00 Central, and 6:00 Eastern. It will be important that everyone attends this meeting, so please let Corey know if you cannot make it, and he will arrange for another time to go over everything with you. It's also very important to know the details of your flight itineraries and have them printed off for your trip. If you have not confirmed your trip with Corey yet, please do so ASAP. Also, for Team Nunavut, there will be training required to complete for everyone wishing to volunteer for the major games. The training is supposed to be available in April, and Corey will arrange a day and a time that you can do this training as a group. So just watch for more information regarding that.
That's great. Is that like Respect in Sport or one of those ones?
Probably. He doesn't have it listed. I'm just reading his speaking notes.
Okay. Great. Well, I won't put you on the spot anymore. Thanks, Megan. Does anyone have any questions for Megan that you want her to pass on to Corey, or is everybody, like Ivan, Manu, and Andy, you've got your travel plans confirmed, right? I think that's a yes, because Manu, you mentioned that at the beginning of the call, right? Sorry, I think maybe you guys are on mute. Chastity, do you have your travel things all set?
Yep, I see.
Awesome. And Giselle, do you have your travel all set for the Youth Ambassador Summit? I think that was a yes, right? That's great. Well, thanks for sharing some information about your community engagement project. What I'd like to do now is take just a few minutes to explain to you a little bit about the field of recreation and what it means to be a leader in recreation and why it's so important for us to have recreation leaders in our communities. And when I say recreation leaders, you are all youth ambassadors, but you are also recreation leaders because you are doing things for your community. Even if you're not getting paid for it, you're doing things to make your community a better place. You're offering opportunities for people to do arts and crafts and to play sports and for elders to feel like they're taken care of and they belong. So those are all leadership roles that you're taking on in your community. So I really admire you for doing that. So thank you. If you happen to have looked at the presentation slides that go with RL 101, I'm going to start with slide 13 and 14, but if you don't have them in front of you, don't worry about it. Just listen, and I'll share with you a little bit of background. So, as you might know, across the three territories in the north, so Nunavut, NWT, and Yukon, but also across all of Canada, everybody participates in recreation, and it's not just paid positions in recreation, but there's a lot of volunteer positions as well. And the recreation field is actually a really great place for young people to start working and to start a career because there's a lot of opportunities to gain new skills that might help you as you move into more other roles in your communities or as you go off to school or whatever it happens to be that you choose to do. As I mentioned, community leaders, whether it's recreation, sport, arts, culture, are really important because they are the people who provide opportunities for children and youth to be involved in recreation and sport and for people to feel part of their community. The way, the field of recreation actually started as sort of a public good, like something that people needed because it was good for social well-being, it was good for families, it was good for people to get together and feel like they were part of a community and not just focus on work and school. So about 50 years ago, governments started doing more with recreation. So originally it was people volunteered, people played sports together, they came together and had celebrations and games. And then around 50 years ago, the government was like, well, I think our communities need arenas and we need to have community halls and things like that. So the governments became more of a provider, if you want to think of it that way. And quite a few recreation facilities were built. But the challenge is that when you have a facility like an arena, it's pretty expensive to run. So as they built more buildings in communities for recreation, recreation cost more in communities. So what started happening, not so much in Nunavut, you guys are pretty lucky, but in other places, is the governments that were running those facilities, whether it was an arena or a pool or a community hall, they had to start charging money for people to participate. So I think you can imagine that as people started having to pay more and more, then not everybody could participate because not everybody could afford the cost of paying the fees that went along with it. So what we've learned is that recreation needs to be what we call grassroots. It needs to happen at a community level, and we need to be able to offer recreation to everyone in our communities so that it's accessible, so that they can get to it, so that they can don't have to, you know, save their money to pay for it, so that they can participate, so they can be healthy. And so one of the ways that we keep recreation at a lower cost or no cost is to have more recreation leaders. And even if the leaders are volunteers, it means that it doesn't cost as much for us to run programs. So that's why it's really great that you guys are learning how you can do things for your communities and you're not always paid for them. So think about the field of recreation and recreation in your community. I know you all have a school gym. You probably have an arena. There's probably some playgrounds outside in the summer. But really, the most important thing for recreation in your communities are people like you, the recreation coordinator who runs programs, the person who looks after the arena or the facilities. So when we have people to do those jobs, it makes recreation better in our communities, and that's called building capacity. So if we have more capacity, then we're better able to make opportunities to participate. So one of the ways that we build capacity is to invite people like yourselves to learn a bit more and to try a bit more and to develop some more skills so that you can do things like run a Saturday afternoon sports and an arts program and things like that. So that's why we talk about a little bit about competencies. So your ability to do some of the things to make recreation happen in your community. So the Recreation North training program, which this is your third learning event that you've taken. It's built on a number of different competencies. This learning event is for leadership. The last one that we did was designing and delivering programs and events. And then we also did one that fell under getting to know your community and community building. You'll be doing one with Corey when you meet in person in a couple of weeks. That's about creative use of spaces and places. So all of those fit into our Recreation North training program, and the different learning events help you feel more comfortable and more confident in the roles that you're playing in your communities and offering things. So I just want to stop for a moment, and I'd like to ask you to think about what you've learned about yourself as a leader since October when we started this learning event. And I'll just go around the circle in the same order because we have a fairly small circle today. And Ivan, Manu, and Andy, I'll ask each of you to share something from your own perspective. So, and Mitchell and Lauren, if you want to jump in and share what you've observed in the Youth Ambassadors, that would be great too. So the question is, what have you learned since October about yourself as a leader? So either Ivan, Manu, or Andy, one of you can go first if you feel like it. And if you're not feeling like talking, just let me know that you'd prefer to pass.
I think I know I gained more confidence.
Awesome. And this, sorry, who's talking? I'm still trying to figure out your voices.
That was Andy.
That was Andy. Okay. Who's going to chat next, Ivan or Manu?
Me, Manu.
Okay. How about yourself, Manu? What have you learned about yourself as a leader since October?
As a leader, I learned how to organize skills, or like have organizational skills.
Awesome. And
or game snacks.
Sorry, go ahead.
For games and activities.
That's great. And those organizational skills, if you have 25 grade 5 and 6 students coming out, that you really need to have good organizational skills, and those are important to being a leader. Thank you, Manu. Ivan, how about yourself? What have you learned about yourself as a leader since October?
I'm Ivan Isaac. Be prepared in timeline.
Yeah. And the timelines are important too, right? Because people, when they see you being a leader, they kind of expect that you have a sense of when things are going to happen and that they will happen sort of in that in that pattern. So thanks for sharing that, Ivan. Mitchell, I'm just going to ask you if you observed anything in Ivan, Manu, or Andy about how they've grown or what they've learned about themselves as a leader.
Yeah, like all three of them have done a good job. They're all organized. They're on time. They overplan. They always have lots of activities planned. But also, like Andy said, I can see his confidence really built by going in on a Saturday and just leading the activities, where I used to maybe help them a little bit more the first one, and they're doing everything all by themselves. So it's been great.
That's awesome. That's a really great feeling. So what that means, Ivan, Manu, and Andy, is you are gaining leadership competencies. That means you know some of the things you need to do as a leader. You are gaining some skills, and as you use those skills, that builds your confidence and your abilities. So that's excellent. Thank you for sharing. Chastity, I'm just going to ask you, what have you learned about yourself as a leader since October?
I'm not too sure on that one because I haven't really started the program yet, and so I'm not too sure on that, so I'll pass.
Okay. Well, thanks for telling us that. And that's fair too. Sometimes it's hard to reflect on something when we haven't worked our way all the way through it again. Or yet. So thank you. Giselle, I'm just going to ask you then, what have you learned about yourself as a leader? And I know you're in the same position as Chastity, but, because you haven't had a chance to run your program yet. But have you learned anything about yourself as a leader?
I learned that I'm more confident on experiencing on how to like plan programs or events.
That's great. Thank you so much. And I'm really glad to hear that you feel that your confidence has grown, because that says a lot for the Youth Ambassador Program when you are feeling like you're developing confidence too. Lauren, I'd just like to ask you, have you observed anything about Giselle as a leader and what she's learned about being a leader?
Yes, absolutely. Her confidence, as she mentioned, sitting down every other week, getting the assignments done. In the beginning, I felt like more support and trying to guide her here or there. And now sitting down, she's got her own ideas, and she's very willing to share them. And I know that organizational skills and time management skills, she has, you know, developed and built upon those as well as we've sat down to plan and organize her program. So she's been learning a lot, and she only has even more to learn, especially when we get to do the actual community engagement project. I'm very excited to see her teach and guide students, her peers that are her age and or younger, and just see how much of a role model she's going to become.
That's great. Thanks for that, Lauren. And Giselle, that says a lot. You know, taking the time to develop those sorts of skills, like your organizational and your time management skills, and those are things that really help you throughout your whole life. So for those of you on the call, when you're developing those skills at this point in time in your life, and you're building your confidence, you know, you can pretty much take that wherever you want to go with that. So that's great. Thank you for sharing that. I'm going to ask you a slightly different question now. Although, sorry, I did hear a beep. Was that Chastity hanging because she had to go, or was that somebody else joining the call?
Oh, yes, that was me.
Oh, okay. Chastity, was that you leaving or joining the call? No. Sorry, who was just speaking?
This is Chastity.
Okay, sorry. Sometimes the phone, I hear a beep when somebody joins the call and also when they leave the call, and I know you said you had to go shortly, so, but I guess you're still on the call, so thanks, Chastity. Okay, I have another question that I'd like to ask everybody. Sorry, Chastity, did you have something else to add, or did I miss something?
Oh, no, I have a birthday dinner in a bit, so I have to go soon.
Sure, no worries. I totally understand. And if we're in the middle of somebody talking and you need to go, that's okay. If I don't hear your voice when I say your name, I'll know that you had to go to something else. So that's okay. Thank you. So I'd like to ask you guys one more question, and we'll go around our circle in the same order again. And I'm just wondering, this is a little different. I'm just wondering if your understanding of leadership has changed. So if you think back to October, we talked about different people who in your lives were leaders, and you talked about how you understood leadership. And I'm just wondering if anything's changed for you over the last 5 or 6 months, or if you see more opportunities as leadership or whatever it happens to be. So just as your understanding of leadership changed. So shall we start with Andy again? Is that okay, Andy? And then we'll go Manu and Ivan.
I think COVID has definitely changed the way of leadership is and how you have to plan.
Yeah, so can you tell me a little bit more about that? What has changed because of COVID? Because that's a really good point.
Like restrictions, like how many people or whatever.
Yeah, so before you might not have had to worry about how many people, and now you do. Is that what you kind of mean?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and I guess other things you might have to plan for are things like making sure that you're cleaning bathrooms regularly or you have hand sanitizer, and those might not have been things we thought about as much before. So would you say that now, because of COVID, that it might be a little bit more challenging taking on a leadership role?
Yeah, definitely, yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Well, thanks. That's a really good point. Thank you, Andy. Manu, how about yourself? Has your understanding of leadership changed at all?
I don't think so. I think it's been the same.
That's great. That means you had, you know, some good role models when you were growing up, and a good vision for how leaders can participate in their communities. So thank you. Ivan, how about yourself?
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, there's because I'm so far away from you guys, sometimes there's a delay, so I apologize if it sounds like I'm interrupting, but I think it's just because I'm a little far away, so it feels like my phone takes longer. So, Ivan, any other thoughts from you about how, like, has your understanding of leadership changed at all?
I think leadership changed all the things you have to plan for, like budgeting and stuff.
So is what you're saying that there's actually a lot to do when you're a leader?
I realize it's more than just showing up to be a leader.
That's great. So there's a lot of things that people don't always see, right, that you do as a leader. That's a really great way to explain. Now, I have a question for the three of you. If you think back to October, and we talked about leaders and we talked about individual people, I think that the three of you have worked as a leadership team. Would you have expected that it would be that easy to work as a team, or do you feel like you're a team of leaders working together? How does it feel to be part of a team?
Yeah, we're all friends. Everything went well.
That's great. And have you enjoyed working as a team more than by yourself, do you think?
Yes. Yeah, it made things a lot easier for us.
Excellent. That's great. And probably each of you have special qualities that you kind of know who does one thing, like maybe somebody does the budgets better than someone else, and someone else, you know, makes sure the bathrooms are clean better than somebody else. And so, you know, having a team and taking a team approach to recreation leadership is really awesome. So thank you. Mitchell, is there anything else that you wanted to add as far as maybe how their understanding of leadership has perhaps changed, or how, what changes you sort of observed, or was there anything that you've seen didn't expect would happen? And I know you've already mentioned a few things, but.
No, I think they did a good job. And just when you're mentioning the team, usually we have food here every night, so they take turns doing the dishes. So it was Ivan's night, and Mano said he did a better job last time, just jokingly. But just letting you know, Ivan has to work. He's took a long break, so I'm just sending him back to work so he gets paid.
Okay. That's important. So thanks for joining us, Ivan. Excellent.
Thank you. Talk to you sometime.
Good to talk to you. We'll hopefully talk to you soon. Thank you. Chastity, if you're still on the call, has your understanding of what leadership looks like changed at all, or do you think it's pretty similar to what you expected back in October?
It's pretty similar to what I expected.
That's great. And I think probably if you're part of a team, especially traveling for something like wrestling, you probably have a really good sense of leadership, because in a team, you might have a coach who's a leader, but you also might have athletes that take a leadership role too, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you. And Giselle, how about yourself? Has your understanding of leadership changed at all since October?
I think it's pretty much the same.
That's great. Thank you. And Lauren, you shared a number of things that you've observed in Giselle. Do you think anything's shifted as far as understanding what leadership means and what it looks like in the community?
I think Andy or Manu had made a good point of it's a lot more work than originally anticipated, maybe. Actually sitting down and planning events or activities, of course, the engagement project. I think maybe myself, but maybe Giselle as well, has realized that it's a lot more to it than just having a good idea and running with it. There's a lot more planning behind it. So I think that's a difference, or something that's different perspective, I suppose.
That's great. Thanks for mentioning that and reinforcing what Andy said, Andy and Manu, because that's exactly right. Like, a lot of times we see people running recreation and sport activities and we think, oh, that looks so fun, but we don't quite understand all the work that they've put into it behind the scenes. So thanks for pointing that on or that out. So before we move on to the one last question that I have for the call, I'd like to mention that being a leader is something that you're going to continue exploring and working on throughout your life. You've made a really, really good start right here. I can tell that you're all very open towards learning and growing, and that will support you in your leadership journey, whichever direction your path takes you. So if you are interested in continuing with the Recreation North training program, please let Corey or I know. And if you'd like to find out more about it, Megan has been participating as well. And maybe when you meet, Megan, are you going to Iqaluit with everybody?
Yes, I am.
Great. So I was going to suggest maybe you could, if anyone's interested, let them know what else they could expect if they wanted to work forward from here and complete their certificate in Northern Recreation Leadership. And if you let Corey or I know that you are interested in that, we have other learning events that will start next September, and there's some support too for those. So the Recreation and Parks Association of Nunavut, I think some of you know Don Curry, they have a scholarship program for people who would like to do the full certificate. And some of the schools, so I'm not sure Mitchell and Lauren, if you guys are teachers or not, but, you know, it's possible perhaps that some of the schools might give graduation credits when you're doing more of a certificate program. I don't know what if that's the case in Nunavut, but it is in the Yukon, so that's something to think about. So I just would like to ask you a question that will help you with your final required activity for this learning event. And you might not know the answer to this just yet, and or you just might have a couple of things to say. So whatever you feel comfortable with is great. So the final required activity is to create what's called a leadership growth plan. And I'll explain what is part of that just before we finish up the call. But what I would like to ask you now is, how do you think you can continue to grow as a leader? What can you do after you finish the Youth Ambassador Program to continue growing as a leader? So, sorry, Andy and Ivan and, or no, Ivan's gone. Andy and Manu, I'm going to put you guys on the spot. Maybe one of you might want to share first and then the other one. How do you think you could continue to grow?
We can keep doing the community projects in the community.
Yeah, for sure, because each time you do a project, something a little different might happen, or you come up with a different idea. You figure out how to do things better, or you figure out how to do things in a way that makes it easier for more people in your community to participate. So that's a really great way, is to stay involved and engaged in your community. Thank you. Any other ideas, Andy and Manu, about how you can continue to grow as a recreation leader or as a leader in your community?
We'd like to get more youth involved, so we'll try and get more.
Right, so sometimes that can be harder to do. So picking a group in your community that you want to be more involved in recreation is a good challenge to your leadership skills and a good opportunity for you to keep growing. So thank you for sharing that. Mitchell, do you have any other thoughts about opportunities for Andy, Manu, or Ivan that might present, you know, next year or over the summer or anything like that, so they can continue to grow as leaders?
I think just staying in school, working hard in their courses, and offering these Saturday sports, but then also including to different sports, whether that's hockey during the winter season, or I guess it's always kind of cold up here, but different sporting programs, and like Manu said, trying to get more youth involved, so maybe that they're only volunteering once or twice a month rather than two or three times a week, but then also making sure to get like a good summer job and just building themselves all around, so when they apply for post-secondary, that their application will be strong.
That's great. So you mentioned a number of things, and that all help you to be a leader. So staying in school, your education, your involvement in your community, your passion for, you know, involving youth in things, and for spreading sort of the workload of making things happen in your community. So thanks. Thank you. Thank you from Mitchell and Andy and Manu. Chastity, if you're still on the phone, how will you continue to grow as a recreation leader or as a leader in your community?
Helping out others when they need it.
Yeah. I seem to recall you mentioning that way back in October, that was really important to you. So that's great. And I think, you know, being open to the fact that different people might need your help at different times, right? So that's wonderful. That's a really good goal to set for yourself and to grow as a leader. Giselle, how about yourself? How will you continue to grow as either a community leader or a recreation leader?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Do you enjoy sort of planning and offering events and activities for people in the community? Have you enjoyed it so far?
Yes. I enjoy
communicating. Sorry.
I enjoy communicating with other people and learning them how to sew. And
yeah, and so when you're doing things that you enjoy doing, it's actually easier to be a leader, right? When you're enjoying it. So, you know, perhaps continuing to look for opportunities and things that you enjoy doing and helping other people learn those. That sounds like something that you might be interested in doing, you know, over the next year or two. Thanks, Giselle. And Lauren, do you have any other ideas or suggestions about ways that Giselle or anybody else on the call could sort of continue developing their leadership skills and growing into those leader roles in their communities as they move beyond school and into their adult years?
I think it was already said, but just to continue to be involved. Continue to be involved with the community, to plan events and activities, and also, yes, getting other youth involved, getting other people on board to help out. Because, again, the more people that get together, do activities and events, enjoy it, have fun, learn new skills, the more that people are able to share their positive experiences and, you know, building a community within a community almost. So continuing to get involved every opportunity that they can. That's my suggestion, I guess.
That's great. Thanks. And Megan, I know I sort of sometimes come to you in the circle and sometimes not, so I don't want to put you on the spot, but I think that, you know, you have in the past shared some of your leadership experiences, and I'm just wondering if you have any sort of words of wisdom for the youth ambassadors around, you know, developing into or growing into those leadership roles and where you sort of put your efforts and what is important to you as a leader in your community. That's a really bunch of broad questions, so you can just pick any of those if you want to sort of reflect or share something from your own perspective.
I would say stick to what you like, especially in recreation. It's great to have representation and it's great to have different things, but if you're doing something that you actually really enjoy doing, it is really easy to thrive and do good in what you're doing. I grew up playing basketball and now I'm a basketball coach. So it's really easy to take what you like and bring it into the community and help other community members thrive as well.
That's great. Thanks, Megan. And did you find participating on teams when you're growing up and playing sports and stuff, did that also help you when you went for post-secondary and then now in your role and at work and things like that? So would you say that all those little building blocks add up and help you get to where you are today?
Yeah, definitely. Like sports, recreation, they all have these little things that help you build skills and things that you use in everyday life, so like teamwork, communication, it all connects. And so when you're doing those things in your day-to-day life, you don't realize just how much you're learning and just how much you're experiencing.
That's great. Thanks. And what you just explained, when you said when you're doing those things in your day-to-day life, you don't really realize how much you're learning and experiencing. And that's what becoming more competent and developing sort of the attitudes and values and skills and knowledge, that's what that's all about, and then using it in your day-to-day life. So thanks for sharing that, Megan. Do you have something else to add to that? Because I know you've got a lot of experiences there.
This is off topic, but similar. I have one last note from Corey, and these are his words, so just pretend I'm him, ambassadors. He says, "The program is starting to come to an end. I want to thank all of you for your time and effort you have put into the program. It has been really great to see you grow as leaders. I can't wait to finally meet you in person and get to know you. Give yourselves a pat on the back for all of your hard work."
Aw, okay, so you guys pat yourselves on the back. That's great. And you know, I'll be there in spirit to meet you in Iqaluit, not in person, but I'm sure you'll have a wonderful time and maybe somebody can send me a couple of pictures. So that would be really special. So thanks for joining today's call. Let me just explain the required learning activity for next week, and it's due next Wednesday, which is the same day as Megan mentioned you have another conference call. So if you can work on it over the next few days, I think that would help a lot. And for the mentors on the call, you may want to sit down with the youth ambassador and work through it with them. So there is, in week 3 and 4, there is an optional activity that's called number 5, and it's identify your own competencies. If you're short on time, don't worry about doing that. That's why it says it's optional. But what I would like you to take time to do is the leadership growth plan. And what it does is, we've just talked through some of that, but really it asks you to reflect on your strengths as a leader, how you've learned to become a leader or grow and develop through the Youth Ambassador Program. It asks you to share a couple of goals about what you will keep doing, and you've just shared those, so remember what you said today. And then ways that you'll achieve those goals, and then looking further ahead, what will be different for you when you reach your goals. So it's a personal sort of activity, and you don't need to share it in the forum if you don't want to. You can email it to me on your own, or you can share it with your mentor if you want to, and have them share it with me. Whichever way you would like to do it. And if you have any questions about it, please do ask me. There's a template in there that you can use. You can take it as a Word document and do it, or you can just copy the questions that are listed and answer the questions as you go through. So does anyone have any last questions or final thoughts? Manu or Andy or Mitchell, any questions or thoughts about wrapping up this last learning activity?
Yeah, we were just looking at the last activity. Are they able to post right in, like, the modules like we always been doing, or would you prefer the email?
They can post it right in the modules. Just sometimes people, when it's a little bit more a personal reflection, they don't always want to show it or share it. So whatever you're most comfortable with. So in number 7, there is, like, a forum that you can post in it. So that's great, because then everyone can have a look.
Makes sense. Thanks.
Excellent. Any other questions? Ivan's gone to work. Sorry, Manu, Andy, or Mitchell?
No, we're good. Thanks.
Awesome. Chastity, I'm not sure if you're still on the phone, but I was just wondering if you had any questions at all?
Oh, no.
Okay. And Giselle, how about yourself?
Giselle had to go to work, so she just.
Okay, that's the beat that I heard. So, Lauren, do you have any questions on behalf of Giselle about the last learning activity, the last required activity?
No, not at the moment. Thank you.
Okay, that's great. Well, thanks so much, everybody. One of the things you might want to bring with you, and maybe Megan, you can just make a note of this for me, is Corey's going to be doing one of the learning events, the creative use of spaces and places. And at the end, if you have a photo of yourself doing something that's like outdoor recreation, whether, you know, you're out on the land or just out, you know, around town or something like that, and you have a picture that was a really meaningful picture from being a child, you could bring that with you to Iqaluit for it. But if you don't have one, that's okay. So I just thought I'd mention that. So thank you so much, everybody. I really appreciate the chance to get to know you, and maybe one day I'll get to meet you in person. So thank you, Nakramit, Kwana, thank you. And have fun next month in Iqaluit. I'll stay on the call if anyone has any questions. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Andy and thank you.
Thanks, Caroline. Bye.
Thank you so much.
I thought I had to leave early because